Thank you. I think there is a difference between the new right and the neoconservatives, as Tom indicated, yes. And I don't think it's correct to use them interchangeably. And I think there was a tendency to do that. But let me ask you a much more general question. I know we're short of time. Let's assume that you're a multinational corporation that's based in the United States, and you're not in the arms industry. Do you believe that the PNAC strategy and the world with it, which it presumes to want to create, is consistent with the maintenance of U.S. hegemony and your interests or in the medium to long term? Or will it, in fact, weaken your position as a U.S. multinational interested in, presumably, in hegemony?
It depends.
Or much more quickly.
Yeah.
And do you, therefore, see any inconsistency between the interests of multinational corporations, other than the arms industry, and the policy suggestions put forward by PNAC?
Yeah, it depends, as you point out, on what type of business are you in. If you are in the arms business, of course, is wonderful, it's very good. It depends. If through military intervention you get contracts for oil servicing and you are headed of an important multinational like Halliburton, then you will be very happy with the way the neoconservatives are handling Iraq. The same goes for many other companies, like telephonic companies who get contracts in this country, in Iraq, for example, to give you the example of a specific operation that is of benefit to multinational corporations, which are not related to the arms industry, like in electricity, like in the construction, like Bechtel, for example. Well, Bechtel, we are dealing with the very symbiotic relationships of the corporations with the state and with the state instruments in the United States. And therefore, you have many corporations which will also be affected in a negative way by it. And probably there are some surveys that indicate a certain disgust by consumers on American car films or cars or other consumption items. So that the soft power of the United States, to use a word, an important concept, proposed by Nye, soft power is not really strengthened by these policies at all. So it depends, but very much in the long run, it affects very positively those sections of the ruling class of the United States that have hegemonized state power in the United States. So it depends. You have to go into different sectors and see what the costs and benefits are for different multinational enterprises, specific companies.
And to the extent that you see that there are differences of interests, do you see that manifested in the political debate in the United States, at both at the elite level and at the popular level?
I don't know. Not necessarily. You're dealing with business here and not very much concerned with the internal political consequences within the United States. They look at it in a very short-term interests. And one of the main problems with United States foreign policy is that it's postulated on very short term immediate interest of corporate interests. That's a key feature if you see how the Bush administration is fostering the short-term interests of the oil industry. And you have that's a characteristic of American foreign policy.
Thank you very much.